Yes, okay, internet porn addiction. I will now give a few examples. You always get a few funny questions. Internet porn addiction. It's number one. Sort of, you know, the internet is something you've got to be very, very... There's lots of dumb on there. So instead of getting porn addiction, have internet dumb addiction, which is much more... But you know what? It's even better. Because, you know, when you really get meditation, you see... I haven't mentioned this yet. You get these beautiful nimittas in your mind, these beautiful lights. So actually, you can get these, actually, you know, nimittas actually on this screen. If you know, you can type in, Google in, like, nimitta, and you get this beautiful nimitta on the screen. And if you're very lucky, you can just get drawn in and get into internet jhana. Would that be a good idea? It's much better than watching porn, because that just, you know, after a while, you probably get fed up with it. That's one of the trouble with, like, the sensory desires. You know, that, you know, you start off with just ordinary stuff, and it gets, you know, you have to get... It's always, what was it, the law of lesser returns. You know, what really turned you on last week, you know, is ordinary now, so you need something more. So more intense, just more extreme, more weird. And that's actually the way of the world. If you follow that path of sensory desires, it gets more and more weird every time, more and more extreme, and it, you know, just doesn't get you anywhere. So it's best actually to realize what you're doing, and realize, you know, where it's going, and stop before, you know, you get really caught up on it. So, the best thing to do is, you know, just realize, is that really getting me anywhere? Is that really where I want to be? And after a while, you just use your wisdom. But please don't use guilt. Because sometimes the guilt is a terrible thing. I'm hopeless, I'm terrible, I'm addicted to porn, I'm awful. So, you know, I'm so hopeless I might watch some more porn. And that guilt trip is one of the biggest problems that people have. Because, you know, when you don't feel good about yourself, you can't have any restraint. You don't think you're worth anything. And that's one of the things I'm always constantly on at people about. Look, you know, it's okay. When you do come to the interviews, you will notice something. People have been coming here for years. I've noticed this. You come and say all these terrible things you've been doing. And I always say, very good. It's become a joke in the monastery down the road. So you come and say, I've just been watching internet porn. I say, very good. And I've just got to, you know, kill that neighbour in the room next door is always snoring and banging the doors. And I say, very good. And I do that. And the reason is I do that. You say, you know, I haven't meditated all day. Say, very good. You know, that actually today you had a meal. So tomorrow, you're not supposed to eat in the afternoon or in the evening. But, you know, tomorrow, you know, you're really hungry. You go and sneak something in there when no one else is looking. Or in the middle of the night, you go and make yourself some noodles or something. And you come up and confess to me. And I promise you, I'll say, very good. You know why I say that? It's because so many people feel guilty. They want to be punished. You know, I've done something terrible. Ajahn Brahm, please punish me. You know, Daniel, please throw me out. Why don't we deserve to be in this place? I know I'm a hopeless case. And all people really need to do is to actually to have a bit of self-affirmation that they're okay. And when you're okay, you don't make those mistakes anymore. When you've got some self-esteem, you don't need to watch porn. You don't need to sort of break all the rules. You know, psychologists know that. Now, this is self-destructive behavior. Where does that self-destructive behavior come from? Guilt. Where does guilt come from? Because too many people have been blaming you all your life. And I'm not going to do that. You may be the worst meditator I've ever had in my whole life, and I've been teaching meditation a long time. So you really have to sort of, you know, really go to levels which I don't think were possible to reach that accolade. But even if you're the very worst meditator I've ever had, you know, in this retreat or any other retreat, I will still say, you're welcome. And I'll say, very good. Isn't that nice? I'm not trying to encourage you to be a bad meditator or break all your rules, but I think you know what I mean. So that's what you should do. Next one. Who keeps a record of all...